USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he looks forward to hosting the LSU National Champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C. The impeachment trial in the Senate scheduled to start Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday Monday. And the very latest now on Michael Flynn, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A federal judge postponed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he moved to withdraw his guilty plea for charges of lying to the FBI. Flynn pled guilty 2 years ago to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. The sentencing has been pushed back to February 27th.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta finds binge drinkers drinking more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Capitol Hill, the North American Trade Pact passes. It will help farmers. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, the Senate Finance Chair, with the final vote tally.
The yeas are 89, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
The world's two largest economies signing a trade agreement that will benefit both the United States and China. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The stage is now set for a wider agreement in the future with China after phase one of a deal was signed by both parties, ending months of negotiations. Beijing will now purchase an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. goods and services over the next 24 months. That includes $32 billion in agricultural products. The Trump administration also put pressure on China to stop forcing firms to turn over their intellectual property in exchange for the right to do business with Beijing. President Trump said the agreement also makes the world safer.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waderoot@gmail.com.
Taking a look now at your money, another record session on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 267 points to close at 29,297, the Nasdaq up 98 points, the S&P 500 up 27.5 points. In other news, another caravan heading toward the U.S., but the Mexican government appears to be doing something about it this time. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The president of Guatemala says a caravan of migrants that's been heading towards the United States has been blocked from entering Mexico. The president saying the Guatemalan government was told by Mexico's foreign minister the caravan would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. Mexico's foreign ministry has not commented on that report.
For the first time in history, the Pope names a woman to serve as manager as the Vatican Secretary of State.
Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church, Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.